This podcast is brought to you by Church of Living Waters. Find out more information at colw.info. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
Thank you. I'm also a willful learner, but there's not too much longer, a couple of more years, and I'll be in this group. So, praise God. Don't worry about it. We're going to live eternity, you know? And a lot of times in that age, you know, you start thinking about retirement and these things. But God's purpose and destiny, it continues. And it's even more of a time that God wants to use you. So, praise God. Our ushers can get prepared today. Our offering envelopes are sitting right on their seats. Praise God for faithfulness of giving here at Church Living Waters. There was probably maybe about 40 volunteers yesterday as we went to the Wallace area, just 15 miles from here. And, you know, it's really amazing because it's the start of really, I don't want to be too bold in this, but Jesus has really showed me it's the start of taking that city over for Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And, you know, it's not, and all we're doing is standing in the shoes of many before us. And I can name many in that city that have cried out for God to come and to move powerfully there. And we just stand and we say, we have the baton now. Let's do what God's called us to do in this season. And this is probably the season that the city's going to come to Christ. Amen? So not only the city of Wallace, but the city of Rosenberg, the city of Richmond, the city of Sugarland. God has the body here, and the body is sufficient enough to reach out and overflow into other cities. So I was so blessed to see we had children, youth everywhere. It's probably one of the first times in many years that something's been done in this city for young people. And boy, they were so excited, had a lot of energy. There was a big bounce house, and I was passing out chips, and there's like a little seven-year-old, and he's just bouncing and bouncing, and he bounces out. I said, man, have some chips. And he looked at me, and he said, did you just see what I was doing? I was bouncing. I can't eat chips when I'm bouncing. And I'm like, yep, you're right, buddy. Praise God. Ushers, come. Let's serve us today as we receive this. Praise God. Praise Father. Yes, Jesus.
What does it mean? Come on, say it. What does it mean to be saved? Isn't it more than just a pathway? More than just a way to heaven? What does it mean to be His? To be formed in His likeness? Know that we have a purpose.
Here's our purpose, say.
To be salt and light in the world.
Ask our children to come forward. Just going to pray them before they go to the children's ministry. Going to ask some men just to come surround these children. Love to do this every week where the kids can see a symbol of what God is. God puts His circle, surrounds us. Praise God. Love these little ones. Praise God. What is your name?
Toby.
She received Jesus in her heart today. Come on. Honey, you're not too young to be used by God. So I don't want to embarrass you, but let's just stretch out our hands. Father, we thank You, God, for Your little ones. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we pray a mighty blessing over each one. God, you have hand-selected these beautiful children, Father, to be used mightily. We'll be support around them that encourages them, that speaks life into them, that helps them make it on the road, Father. God, you've called us to be the number two in their lives, where two are better than one. And we'll connect with their parents, Father, and we will speak life into these kids. We will see many of these kids create many ministries that we'll all serve in. Father, there'll be many, God, that we'll be passing the baton to in the future, Father, to see this city continue to come to Christ. Bless them today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So thankful for the ministry that happens in this place. Just this last Wednesday, we were able to serve over 100 people Thanksgiving meals. Our city servants, our police department, our fire department. The mayor happened to be out of town. This is the first time he's out of town in a while. But we were able just to serve them a meal and to tell them thank you. Praise God. I'm excited because there's someone in here today that says that after they pass out all the turkeys at work, they're going to have 30 more turkeys. So praise God, we're going to get those 30 turkeys into homes that need a turkey. You would think that everybody could afford a turkey. You would think that. But I'm here to tell you that when we place that turkey in some homes, the thankfulness in these families' lives, it's with great joy. So praise God. We're excited about what God is doing. You know, there's a word that I continue to come to in the life of God, in the Word of God, and in my personal relationship with Christ. And it's a word that's a word that maybe when I say it, you're going to think, it's a word and it's called sacrifice. It's a word that I'm continuing to get to know and to learn what this word is. And I remember so much just in my younger days, and I'm pretty young still, when I would preach or when I would say something, and I remember a time where I said that we're going to give a sacrificial offering today, that my mom would always bring me aside and she'd say, be careful with that word sacrificial. And then she would just quickly say, I understand a sacrificial offering. Like today you gave $100. Maybe God said, I want you today to give $1,000. It's not always about money, but I'm using that. I want you to give $1,000. And you would think, oh, goodness, we got Thanksgiving coming up, all the family, we got Christmas. So that feels like it could be sacrificial. But she really explained to me that that's not sacrificial. Come on. Money comes and goes. And I've learned some more about sacrifice and sacrificial living. And what I've learned is that sacrificial living is that I will be sacrificial thankful for every situation that I'm involved in. And I had to learn this in the middle of the heat. Amen. You know my testimony, my story, and there's people here today that have stories. Really, every one of us do. And you're going to hear some the next couple of weeks that are going to really put us in perspective of what the body of Christ is here. I've heard one of the testimonies here recently, and I have to tell you, yes, I've been through loss, but I don't understand the loss that this woman has been through. My brother Philip here, which I love so much. Philip's got a testimony that we're going to hear here in this body. Sorry. It's okay. We're going to hear a testimony of Philip being a young person in our youth ministry and something happening in his life and God saving him, God allowing him to still be alive for great purpose. He's got a great testimony, and we're going to share those testimonies. But you know, when I was not able to get up, lost my mother, lost my brother, lost my sister, I had to learn what the word sacrifice meant. It's not that God caused me to have to learn sacrifice by them, by losing them. What I had to learn is I had to learn what this sacrificial giving was. And I learned it in the middle of crying out and asking God for help. the song, I Need You, God. I've been so desperate in my life that that's all I could say for days, not only days, for weeks, and even for months. I cannot move without you, God. The word says in James 4:8 that as I seek him, he will seek me. So if I'm desperately seeking the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, if I'm desperately seeking him, he's desperately seeking me. Come on. If I'm calling out, I need you, God, he's also looking at me saying, I need you, Darren. Sacrificial Thanksgiving. We come in a season of where we call Thanksgiving, but from this moment until the end of the year, there's more suicides in this time than the whole rest of the year. We come through a season where we call holidays, where we call it good times, and great, we have school out, we have family coming over, but it's some of the most difficult season for so many people. It's a season that maybe, as in my family, that we don't have mom cooking the turkey anymore. That dressing that only mom could make. And I'm not going to eat anybody else's dressing but mom's. I've had to learn how to eat other people's dressing. Man, some of it's pretty good. I didn't have to work on that too hard, okay? But what I had to do, Philip, my healing started when I could sacrificially say, God, no matter where I'm at, I'm thankful. No matter where I'm at. And you know, at that time, I understand what Job, God, you give and you take. I know the enemy came and he took from me. He took a lot from me. He takes a lot from us. But a sacrificial gift is when we can rise up with no matter what's happened in our life, and we can right in the middle of it say, God, I want to just say thank you. I found out that everything that I look at, everything that I'm involved in, every situation that I'm in, that if I can be thankful in it, that God will change the course of whatever situation I'm in. If I could just pause, I'm telling you, man, my wife is just a beautiful lady, and boy, we just have such a mighty relationship going in 18 years, which is coming up, 19 years, please. It's like, I'm like shaking every time I get around that, you know? I've been saying 18 years the last 3 years, and it's like, now it's past 18. I have to move up. So we're going on 19 years. But I'm telling you, and a friend of mine really spoke into my life, if we're in the middle of a small heated battle, small, that's all they get to, small, if I can stop and I could say, God, I thank you for the daughter, your daughter, that you've given me. I'm going to look at it completely different, what's going on. See, that's what sacrificial is. Sacrificial is that I'm going to sacrifice my feelings, my thoughts, wherever I'm at, and I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to give you thanks, God, because you're worthy of my thankfulness. Come on. We have to hear this, because I'm telling you, a lot of times that's where healing starts. When we can get our eyes off of our own selves, off of the situations and circumstances, and some of them are pretty bad. Come on, you don't just have a doctor come and tell you you have cancer, and it doesn't just try to just eat you up. But in that battle of cancer, as you drop down to your knees and say, God, I will thank you no matter what, no matter what the report is, no matter what a doctor has said, God, I will bring you thanksgiving today. Now that's sacrificial giving. We are called to be a sacrificial church, Church of Living Waters, a church of sacrifice. And the reason why we're called that is because we're being led here by this. God, we will serve you. God, we will be thankful with you, no matter if all the answers or questions are answered or not. We have a lot of questions about John, a good friend of ours, a brother. But God, we will continue in John's legacy, John's love, And if we get the answers of those questions, good. But if we don't, we will continue. Father, I have no idea why my mom was taken at 66 years old, full of great ministry, out on the street seeing many come to Christ. I have 1,000 questions, but I've just said, God, those questions are just out there. If I never get one answer for those questions, I still will serve you. See, whatever's going to come my way, and things are going to come our way. Whatever comes our way, whatever trial that we're in, whatever testing that we're involved in, if we can pull back and say, God, before I go through this, before whatever's going to happen right in the middle of it, I just want to give you thanks today, God, because you're worthy of my thankfulness. And God, you've moved in my life so much. If this is the thing that's going to take me out, well, God, it's going to take me out, and I'm really going to win anyway, because I'm going to see your face pretty soon. I'm not held down by circumstance or situations. See, if you're held down by circumstance, and a circumstance can just come, whatever it is, and it just knocks you down, guess what? The enemy's bringing many circumstances in your life. And God says, let those circumstances create what? Perfect faith as you go through those circumstances. Let's just give him things. Because if I'm thankful for anything, God, that I'm not standing alone by myself in this circumstance, that you said you'll never leave me or forsake me, that you said that you're right around me. And God, me and you can handle anything in front of us because it's less of me and it's more of you. Come on, am I preaching to you today? The word says in Psalms 107:23, it says, let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. And then in Psalms 116:17 says this, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. See, it's all over the word, because it's pretty easy to be thankful. I'm thankful, God, for the money in my pocket today. I'm thankful for the buffet that I'm going to go to. Come on. I'm thankful because we have so much in front of us. God has blessed us with so many different things. And that's why we go to places like Wallace. And I'm not just picking on Wallace. Wallace is a great city. It's a city that people are loved there and that people love Jesus. But there's so much poverty in Wallace that we're going to go and we're going to tell the devil of poverty to leave that city. Come on. And we're going to have to do some things. We're going to have to show that the devil's not there anymore. And we're going to have to what? Paint some houses. Because almost every house in Wallace needs to be painted right now. Because when poverty's there, you don't look at that kind of stuff. So we're going to go and we're going to say, devil, get out of here. You devil of poverty. You stop taking from the people here. And we're not only going to go paint houses, we're going to go teach them what the Word of God says. Come on. Because you can feed somebody that's hungry and they're going to have a meal, but they're going to continue to be hungry the next day. So you have to feed them with the Word that's going to stay forever, eternity, that's going to teach them how to go against that poverty devil themselves. We're not only going to do it in Wallace, we're doing it here in Rosenberg and Richmond. We're also going to be moving into East Bernard, into Needville, come on, into Brookshire Rural, come on. That's a little clap right there. You're thinking, well, Pastor, I'm just trying to get to lunch. The Word says in Psalms 100, verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. That doesn't say only when times are good. That doesn't say only when, man, this is a great week right now. Some kids are out of school the whole week. I know Dave and Karen are out of school teaching this whole week. It just feels pretty good, doesn't it? Sitting in church, it just feels a little better than last week, huh? But we thank him this week, and we thank him last week, and we thank him next week, and we thank him the next week, and we thank him no matter what curves comes in our way, because guess what? Curves are coming. Let me show you what the Word says. Turn quickly to Luke chapter 22. I want you just to look at this. Verse 31. The Bible says this in verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted back, strengthened, go out and strengthen your brethren. I mean, you know, this is Jesus saying, Simon, and Simon Peter probably had more faith than any other disciple had. I'm not here to weigh them out, but it was Simon Peter that jumped out of the boat and started walking. All the rest were in the boat. It was Peter that got up in front of Jesus and cut off the ear. He cut the ear off because he missed the head. I mean, he was bold with his faith. And it was something that Peter just rose up, and he had a lot of faith. And Jesus is telling him that the enemy has come, and he wants to have a time with you. And, you know, we would think that our Savior would say, oh, no, no, you can't mess with my son. There's many times in this life all Jesus does is just kind of step back. And he even tells Simon Peter, I'm going to pray for you. The testing of our faith. I've been through situation after situation where I've been sifted so much like wheat, and the enemy has sifted me, and I found out that in the middle of that sifting, if I can stand up and sacrificially say, thank you, God, that whatever season I'm in, you're perfecting my faith right now. Come on, it's just sounds like words right now. Sounds like words because, you know, if someone slaps you, what are you going to do? You're going to slap back. He's one that I wouldn't slap, okay? But the Word of God says to turn our cheek. What's up is down. It's different with the Word of God, and He will give us strength. There's many things that I could have said. I've seen my dad so many times. He could have risen up and said, no, that's not the truth. That's not what I said. I said this. And I would say, Dad, you need to tell him what you said. And he said, no, I'm not going to fight this battle. I'm going to let the Lord Almighty come and fight my battle. And I was just like, Dad, we can just clear this up by just saying a few words. We have it on tape, what you said. No. Let them believe what they're going to believe. I'm not going to let it pull me down off of the mountain. I'm not going to stop what God's called me to do. I don't have time to stop. And he would always say, because I need to go out to feed the sheep. Simon Peter was the leader of the 12 disciples. No one closer than Jesus during the 3 years of ministry. Simon thought he was ready to follow Jesus, even to prison and to death. But as we continue to read in that, 34 says, and he said, I tell thee, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before thou shalt three times deny me that you never knew me. And Peter's like, oh, no, you're talking to the wrong person. I would never do that. No, me and you are buddies. We're partners. Man, I have your back. You have my back. There's no way I'm going to deny you. And Jesus just steps back and he says, I'm going to pray for you, brother. And he says this, and he says this to me all the time, that when you pass through this trial, you come to me, and you go back out, and you start feeding those sheep. There's something about those trials. Anybody's ever been in one of those trials? I'm not talking about one, man, I just didn't make rent. That could be a trial. I'm talking about, man, I can't move out of this. This report that the doctor said, Pastor, they even showed it to me. I saw it with an x-ray. It's there. God, I just want to bring things to you. Because you're the one that created my body. You're the one that also can heal my body. And God, you know, it even goes this far. God, if this is the purpose and plan for me, I will do what I'm supposed to do. But if this is what's going to have me see you closer, see you one day, then I just choose to walk in what you asked me to. But until that day, I'm going to go out and feed your sheep. Come on. We have to really hear this. See, what this happens to us is sacrificial thanksgiving. It allows us not to look at circumstances and situations the same. The last thing that my mom really told me, she said, Darren, if something happens to me, I win. That's looking at it differently, isn't it? I mean, we have so much invested here in this world, and I praise God this world is so mighty. God gives us family. God gives us a body. God gives us such a good thing that he has for us. The food that we eat is good. The places that we go are amazing. But all of this is just temporary. And if this is good, something else is really going to be good. You know, the word doesn't speak much about heaven. It doesn't speak a lot about heaven. But Paul sure says the rest of his life, after he saw a vision of it, that that's the place I want to be. And the rest of his life, he just starts saying, God, if this is the time, I'm ready. Because that vision you showed me, oh, it's something. Sacrificial thanksgiving. There's a silent, unseen war. Come on. And it's raging all around us. This war that's raging in this body, and it's the enemy raging a war, and what he's trying to wage a war here is to divide us. He would love to divide me and my wife. He would love to bring us and divide us and to create separation in between us. And if that happens, he's got foot into not only us, but my children. He wants his foot in there. And God's called us to be his sons and daughters, that we see that foot, and we know that it's his, that his feet are underneath my feet, and I can just step on with my boots and just nail his foot and say, no, that foot's not coming in. Get it out of here. That's what God's called me to do. God's called me to be a shepherd. Yes, to love you. Yes, to do these things. But my main role is to look for that foot of the enemy and to spiritually see that foot and then to run. And sometimes I used to like wrestling. And wrestling's real, guys. It's turned into something that's just crazy now, because they didn't really believe that it was real. Now, I mean, whatever that fight was last night, you got two guys killing each other just trying to say, this is real. We know it's all real. Come on. But I used to just want to just do that wrestling kick where I get off of the top of the ropes and I just jump down. And sometimes when I see the enemy's foot coming into Church of Living Waters, I get up on the ropes. And I just take a swing, and I just jump over there, and I step on his foot and say, get out of here. Come on, it's real. I do that maybe weekly. That's an exercise that we do here. Because you know why? Because he cannot stand unity. He cannot take it, because unity is what's going to reach this city. And how we become unified is that we have sacrificial thanksgiving. That I'm thankful for my brother John. There's nothing that I have before he passed away and in now that I'm not thankful for. I have nothing against him. We have never had a cross word. If we did, we made up. I don't go to sleep with things. I'm coming to you if there's offense. I hope you're coming to me if I've ever offended you, because I want to be in the front line and I want to say, God, I will be thankful no matter what's going to happen. Me and my wife don't really discuss this too much. But we both know that just because something has happened to us so devastating, we both know that there could be another time in front of us again. See, the world that we live in today, 45 people were killed in an Afghan volleyball tournament. In the world, we don't have really reality of really what's going on in this world. When a man can just stand and take a knife and cut another man's head off, we're in a world that maybe is going to just quickly disintegrate. But I'm only living in this world temporarily. And while I'm in this world, I'm bringing as many people as I can into the gates of heaven with me, because one day this world will fall away. But the world that I'm going to will stand, and it will stand forever. We'll see John in a day, and it will be probably one at a time until Jesus comes back, but we'll live with him for eternity. A war going on. You know, this, as soon as a man steps up and says, I'm going to lead my family in the things of God, you're just asking for a fight. Come on. But I'm here to tell you, those battles and those fights, the victory has already been won. And it's just like dealing with someone that all they are is talk. They just have a big lip, big talk, big jaw, and they can't back it up. That's all he is. He just comes and he tries to scare us with his talk. Oh, you think you're going to stand up? Well, remember this? Remember when you did that? And it's so simple what Jesus says. You use the word back and you say, oh, well, Jesus died on a cross for me. And all of that is gone. And I'm a new man because I went through the waters of baptism and I came up out of that water, a new creation, and you're messing with me, you're messing with my dad. And I wouldn't mess with him. Come on. Sacrificial Thanksgiving. Are you getting something today? Don't be afraid of the forces that are around us. That's something you have a leader here that is not afraid of the enemy. Not afraid of the enemy. Because greater is he that lives in me than he that's in the world. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of any strategic plan that he has over my life. Because his schemes and his plans have been nailed on a cross over my life. And God's purpose and God's plan, it's a narrow road that I'm on. But on that road, he can't come and touch me. On that road, he's underneath my feet. On that road, he's nobody. And as I continue, and God has called me to continue here to lead this ministry, to tell the enemy to go. Last night at 5:30, we said, devil of Wallace, go. Come on. You know, there's regions here, and we've been doing that for over 30 years here. We've seen the same enemy of poverty in this city, and we've seen that enemy leave and continue to tell it to go. Now we're going to another place where he's camped out, and we're telling him to leave. Sacrificial Thanksgiving. Can you think right now a place in your life that God is just wanting you to rise up and say, God, I don't really know why I'm here. Maybe it's the enemy come. Maybe he's sifting me. But Father, I just want to give you thanks today. Father, I don't know why I lost my little sister. I don't know, Father, those beautiful little kids. I have no idea. But God, I just want to say thank you. Because aren't her kids amazing? Can I brag? Come on. I don't know if Carissa, is she here? In children's ministry. Carissa's 17 years old, fixing to turn 18. Carissa stood yesterday in front of peers that she goes to school with. I mean, you know, we can do it in places that we go out of town, but when you go into a town that you go to the same school with them, and you rise up and you give Jesus the glory. And for the first time, she said with her own mouth, my dad killed my mother. And I didn't know what I was going to do. Just boldly proclaim the name of Jesus. She said, because of people like Church of Living Waters that came around me, because of a family like my uncle and my aunt that loved me, she said these words, I'm in a better place today than I ever could be. And I want to give God the glory. Now you talk about sacrificial Thanksgiving. Sacrificial Thanksgiving. Where she could live the rest of her life. Why? Why did this? Why did that? But this is where I'm at. And God, your hands, I'm sitting in them. And I will be thankful where I'm at. I hear Reuben. You know, and many of you, but Reuben lost a son. I don't know how it would be to lose a son. I can't even comprehend the loss of a child. There's many in here that have lost a son. But I hear Reuben with his own words say, I'm a better man because I've lost my son. And he'll even go further, that I'm a man living with Christ in my life because of my son. That decision was made to live as a man of God because I lost my son. That's sacrificial Thanksgiving. And I'm telling you that as you can stand up and be sacrificial and be thankful like that, but brother, the enemy can't have you. He's already tried to sift you like that. He thought he had a plan. He really messed up by coming because your son is in paradise right now. But there's something that's pumping in your heart that will not stop because you were thankful in the middle of the battle. And you didn't have to have all the answers, and you met God in the most difficult place, and you can't be stopped because the God that lives on the inside of you. Yeah, Vincent, look at that. I'm right here, both sides. Brother, you can't be stopped. It's not saying that he's not going to come try to sift you, because he's still going to try to come because of the ministry in front of you. But brother, you can't be stopped. If you would have been stopped, you would have already been stopped. So all you have is go forward. And you have God around you, and you have a body of Christ that loves you to say, man, Vincent, as you go, we all go. As you succeed, we succeed. As you see what God has in your life, we all see that. Praise God. Sacrificial thanksgiving. I want you just to stand on your feet today. It's something as Jesus spoke that to Peter. And that he said, the enemy has come and he's come to mess with you. But I'm praying for you, Peter. Anybody's ever felt that enemy come to mess with you? Maybe he's taken some years of your life. And the whole time Jesus was there praying, believing, Kip, I'm praying for you today. Kip, that when you make it through this, you'll be more prepared to go out and feed my sheep. It's not that he leaves us in it. He's there for us. He's there to stand with us. He's there. But there's something that's going to be perfected in you, Kip, as you take the hand of Jesus and you walk through whatever that sifting is. Now, Peter came out of it a different man. You no longer see Peter halfway in. You never again see him cutting ears off. You see him proclaiming the name of Jesus, picking up deaf, crippled people, seeing them walk. You see him to the very end of his life proclaiming the name of Jesus, because he was sifted and Jesus was still there with all of his love. Boy, Peter had his face down coming to Jesus with all kinds of shame. I would never do that, Jesus. I would never do that. The word says that when we think we're strong in something, to be careful, because a test is coming. And those are the ones that can really get us, because if we fall where we think we're strong, we might never get back up. So be careful there. And Peter had his face down, but when he came to the love of Jesus, his face just came up again, and Jesus is ready to go. Now let's go feed the sheep. Amen. I believe that many of us have been through sifting, sifts, all kinds of sifting. I mean, you know, you would say, well, that's my story. That's my battle. Some of you might not be out of it yet. Today is a great day to be sacrificial and to say thank you, God, right where I'm at. Amen. Pastor, you don't even understand. I've spent 10 years in prison. Those years I've seen my children grow. I missed all of that time. God, I just want to thank you that my children are alive today. God, I want to thank you. As soon as I said this, God, I want to thank you for the 66 years my mom lived on this earth. And for the many years that I was able to eat dinner with her and to love her and to watch these things with her. God, I want to say thank you. My perspective changed.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We pray you were encouraged and would love to hear from you. For more information on Church of Living Waters, check out col.info.